8 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. Last Friday of the month means Jamie Frank with Windermere School stops by to see us. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. We got to start with the volleyball team.
Yes. Let's do that.
They had a very good season.
Such a great season. It's definitely something to celebrate. They earned the first seed in our conference. They played last night in Springfield against Jackson, and it was neck and neck the whole night. But we ended up not coming out on
falling
top.
Just short. But you know those girls are disappointed, but boy, they need to be proud of the season they had. It was really a fun season.
It really was. It was great to watch them, and overall they succeeded very well. And I don't know if you saw the Facebook post about defending the nest, but they have had 11 wins in the nest straight.
That's so quite a feat.
It is.
That's very impressive, yeah.
It is. They should hold their heads high. They did very well. Even though it didn't turn out the way any of us wanted it to, they did very well this season.
Absolutely. So what's the feeling like at the school?
You know, the atmosphere is upbeat at school. Windham Schools is thriving. Students are learning. Teachers are in the groove. We have some new assessments that we had to switch to because of the READ Act at the state level. So we've made that switch. That's going very well. Elementary has a new reading curriculum that they're learning. And, you know, anytime you learn something new, it takes a little bit of time to get used to it. But, you know, we're over the first couple of months here, and we're in the groove. So it's going very well at school. Everything is upbeat, and people are happy.
We kind of, from here to the end of the year, it seems like it just keeps picking up more and more steam.
Yes.
And moves faster and faster.
It does.
And then you're at the end of the semester already.
Yeah, the end of the quarter's today, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So things are moving quick, that's for sure.
Yeah, we stay busy and then time flies, right?
Yes. Now, we're coming to the end of the fall sports season. We've still got cross country going, though.
Yeah, so our boys' cross country team is going to state. They're actually up there right now. They're going to run the course today, make sure that they're familiar with everything, and they compete tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Very good, and we wish them the best of luck.
They will do well.
Yes.
Yes. They're very determined, and they're very fast runners. So
it makes a difference, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. I'm going to buzz up there tomorrow morning to cheer them on, and I'm hopeful that they do well.
Yes. And it should be a good day for running. It's not going to be real hot, but it's not going to be raining or anything. So
yeah,
hopefully.
Should be a nice day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Excuse me. Okay, so let's shift gears. We'll move away from sports. Talk a little bit about fine arts.
Yeah, so we have the fall musical coming up on November 13th, 14th, and 15th. I encourage everybody to get your tickets. It is going to be great. They are doing the musical Grease this year.
It's a classic.
I love Grease.
It's a great show.
We really know all the songs. Yep. The kids really get into it. It's just going to be wonderful. So go ahead and go on to our website, and you can buy tickets online. And if that is not your thing, if you'd rather talk to somebody or go in person, you can visit Caitlin Gilbertson. She's our community ed director, and she is up at the Highland Building.
Okay.
So you'd be able to buy tickets from her.
And one of the other things that I like about Grease is it's a big cast. You know, there's a lot of students involved in this one.
There are many students involved. I wish I knew the number, but I know that stage will just be plumb full.
Yeah.
And a lot of singing and dancing and songs that you will all know. So anyway, 7 o'clock on November 13th, 14th, and 15th. You won't want to miss this.
Would this be a bad time for me to say, boy, it sure would be nice if you had a bigger stage for those kind of performances?
I'm not going to disagree with you, Steve.
Moving on.
For sure, yes. It will be tight on stage and in the auditorium as well, but we will. I'm sure that the students will do a great job with what they have.
It amazes me every year when they put on those shows, what they can come together and do. And salute to the directors and all the kids involved in it too. So yeah, definitely, if you haven't got tickets now, you need to do that. That's only a couple weeks away.
It is only a couple weeks away. And if you like to sit in a particular area, you know, some people like the front row or the middle or the back or whatever it is, you're going to want to go online because you can choose your tickets.
Okay.
And if you've never seen a Wyndham Schools performance before, you're going to want to see it. I mean, it's spectacular. You would think that you were at a college watching college kids perform.
Agreed. How long do they work on those shows? Do you know how long they've been rehearsing?
They've been working on it since August.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely put in the time.
They do. They're here early in the morning, late at night. So please do come and see the show. It'll be wonderful.
Yes. All right. Moving on. Got some grant applications taken care of?
Yeah, so the Wyndham Vision Committee has applied for two grants. They were due today, so I submitted mine last week, and then our EDA director submitted a second one. So let me just talk about those for a couple minutes here. So the Wyndham Vision Committee is working on all of our goals at the same time, right? And one of the goals that we want to get done as fast as possible is the daycare center. And so, you know, we've had architects and engineers take a peek at the Highland building. Highland is, you know, up the road from Hy-Vee, mm-hmm. basically. So everybody knows which building we're talking about. And our preschool center is in there right now. And we also lease out some rooms to Head Start and a couple other programs within the city here. But there is room in that building to put a daycare center. And when I say center, it's not going to be a huge center to start out with. It'll be two infant rooms, a toddler room, and a preschool room. And so within that, it'll host about 50 kids.
Okay, which is substantial.
It is substantial. It's better than zero kids like we have now.
Right, right.
So we're looking at two infant rooms because infants seem to be the most difficult to find care for. So we put together some preliminary plans, had Krauss Anderson, which is the district's construction management firm, they put some pricing to that so that we know how much it's going to cost to do some remodeling to meet the regulations. And so now that we have those numbers, we are figuring out ways to fund that, right? And so our first
step. And the remodeling really is more for meeting the requirements. It's not like the building is in shambles and needs fixed. It's the building is in very good shape. It just, you got to follow the rules.
Yes, that's exactly it. The building is in great shape. You know, the district has taken care of it very well over the years. Like you say, it's just all about the regulations. So for example, you have to have two exits in every room in case there was an emergency of some kind. So that's one thing. We have to put in some additional doors. The toddler room, for example, when the kids are potty training, I mean, you remember that when your boys were like,
yes,
he doesn't want to remember it, but he remembers.
Yes.
When the boys were 2 years old or so, and you know, you're running to the bathroom every hour on the hour, you know, with the potty training bit. So it's really important that the toddler room has their own bathroom.
And so, that makes perfect sense.
Right. We don't want to be running down the hall to get the kids to the bathroom. And so, there's that, and then there's just some minor things that need to be done differently to meet the regulations. So it isn't a lot of money, roughly $500,000.
Okay.
So not too bad. So we've written a grant to Glenn Taylor's foundation. So you may have heard that he started a foundation 2 years ago just for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. And they have themes that they identify every grant cycle. And so if your project fits into their theme, then, you know, okay, they'll consider it. And sure, this time it happens to be childcare. So we wrote two different grants. I wrote one for the daycare center for remodeling. Sonia Wiltz, our new ADA director, wrote a grant to support our current daycare providers. So if there's some construction that needs to be done to meet regulations, or if they need some different equipment, or they need help getting licensed, you know, those sorts of things, there will hopefully be some money available for them as well.
Very cool. That would help a lot. the construction work that needs done, the timeline, this really, the plan is to move quickly with this, correct?
It is. Very quickly. Or again, I think we might have talked about this last month, but my goal is to have the daycare center open by next school year.
And we should also mention that's not the only thing that this group is working on. When you say the vision, it's multiple facets.
It is multiple facets. So our other goals include the school referendum, which will be, you know, some information about that will be coming out later in November. We also are working on, you know, how do we get a pool, right? We all know that the pool situation is not good, so we're working on that as well. We're looking at a trail system for town. And then also, how do we support our current businesses, and how do we attract new businesses to Windham so that the tax base grows, right? And we can share the tax load amongst more people.
And it all, everything is intertwined. You know, more families can't come to town if there isn't daycare, if there isn't a swimming pool to appeal to the more families. It just, it's all tied together, isn't it?
It is. So just remember, our overarching goal is to create a thriving Windham, right? A place where people want to live, raise their children, work, all of those things. And these goals have been identified by this group as key components to help Windham grow. We just really feel that we're at a pivotal point right now, and we need to launch forward. And that daycare center is very likely the linchpin that we are missing. So if we can put that pin in place, I truly believe that we're going to be able to launch Windham forward.
Take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, we're wrapping up October. November is tomorrow. That's crazy.
How did that happen?
I don't know. You're the educator. You're supposed to know.
That's how the calendar works, I guess.
But along with November is Thanksgiving. It's just kind of the thankful month.
It is. It is the thankful month, and I've been reflecting a lot on that, and I just want to put a shout out to our local businesses, right? We have so many businesses that are locally owned, and their support makes such a difference to the school every day. So whether it's donating to an Eagle Achievement Project or contributing to a fundraiser or just showing up at our games and our performances to cheer on our students, I just want businesses to know that we greatly appreciate that. And with that, I just want all of us to remember that as we move into the holiday season, let's support our local businesses. So when it's time to purchase gifts or necessities, let's remember that many businesses right here at home have what we need.
And you know, the other thing is, if they don't have what you're specifically looking for, they can get it for you and it'll be here the next day. It's amazing how willing businesses are to help out. All you have to do is ask.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good.
Hey, I have one more thing I want to talk about quick before we go. Is that okay?
Sure.
So the Booster Club is going to do their first ever alumni basketball tournament the day after Christmas.
Oh, okay.
When I say alumni, you don't have to have graduated from here. You just have to like basketball and put a team together.
Okay.
So the way this is going to work is that Booster Club is asking a 5-person team to register for the tournament. Okay. This is going to be a great community event. You know, people of all ages love to play basketball. So
Sure. Find
your friends, put together a team of 5, register. You can find the link on the Facebook page, and we will put together a schedule, and it'll be, you know, a shortened game. We aren't going to play the full game, but it'll be fun. It'll be a nice fundraiser for the Booster Club and a nice way for the community to get together and have some fun.
And especially The day after Christmas is a perfect day, too, because everybody's ready to get out and do something.
Yeah, so Christmas is on a Thursday this year. So Friday will be the basketball tournament, the alumni basketball tournament. And so college kids should be home.
Sure.
You know, if you're not
in... stack your team.
Stack your team. I mean, I was strategizing if I were you, you know. Figure out how you can win this thing.
There you go. It's all for fun, but it never hurts to win.
Absolutely.
Very good. So. And where do you get information about that?
The Facebook page. Okay. I just reposted it last night, so you'll be able to find it really easily. There's a QR code on there. Scan it with your phone and register your team. So we're hoping to have some great participation with this. And if you're not into playing basketball, come and watch. It's going to be a great time.
It should be a lot of fun. All right, Jamie Frank, anything else we need to mention today?
That is all I have today, Steve. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. A lot going on, that's for sure. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.